We're back here to talk about city council things that are going on. And so Monday, in kind of an unusual thing, it's a 3 o'clock meeting. Y'all are doing that kind of early. Think, what, you're going to have to bring a dinner and be there for 6 hours or what?
We moved it to Monday, so because of TML meetings, which were the Thursday. But we had to have it prior to the normal date because of ratifying the budget.
Sure.
And approving that, because you have to do it so many days before the end of the month. So, and then we moved it early because the Arts Council is having their gala that night, and we didn't want to set it right on top of that. So we moved it to 3 o'clock, so we can all go to the Arts Council.
Well, you mentioned the Arts Council, so let's talk about that. That's one of the outside agencies that you fund that's in there, and it is one member of council. Tell me what you feel like. Did you take the proper action? Where does funding need to be as far as the Arts Council is concerned?
Actually, the Arts Council is a really unique situation, as most of your listeners probably know.
Sure.
We had some issues years ago, and I met with the director, Chris Dyer, early on when I first got on council, and talked to him about their direction and what they wanted to do, and what they've what they are attempting to do is reduce their general fund dollars from the city of College Station, and they have done that the whole time. Every time I've approved a budget, it's been a percentage less from year to year. They've consistently been out trying to be self-sustaining and have a good group of board members, have a large membership, doing a lot of fundraisers and things like that. So they're really doing exactly what he told me they were going to do back when I first got on council, and I'm very proud of what they're doing. You can what they're asking for is within reason. It's something where you can understand the funding as it relates to what they actually do, what they actually bring to the community, and I'm very impressed with the job that Chris has done. And
yeah, I think he's in here about every other Wednesday, every other week, as we talk about different things in the arts. And obviously this is a very contentious situation when the previous director left.
He had a big hole to dig out of, and he knew it.
Yeah.
And he's been very careful and very steadfast, and I think he's done a really brilliant job getting that group back on track. And actually, I think it's doing really fabulously well right now. They've reached out and done a lot of new things, and I'm personally, as one member of council, I'm very proud of the job that he's done and how the whole entire organization has gotten made progress.
Sure. A couple of others drawing a little bit more attention. Research Valley Partnership, there's at least been some discussion as far as funding, and it's tied to the idea of the number of projects that have landed in Bryan and the number of projects that landed in College Station. Again, obviously, College Station feels like much smaller number of new businesses coming here that they feel like the RVP needs to be doing a better job of bringing them to College Station. Tell me about your thoughts there.
Well, I'm a little bit biased in that I sit on that board as a representative to council, and truthfully, I have been on that board since I was on council, got on council in 2011, and I really have, there's been some questions a few times. We reduced the funding back, I think, right when I first got on council by about $50,000, but we're basically in partnership with the city of Bryan and the county, so we're all equal in the amount that we give, and I haven't really had any pushback or negative reaction from anybody on council or anybody else for that matter. I mean, I could probably count any kind of dissenters on two fingers, and it's I don't know where all of this is coming from at once. It was something that was brought up at budget workshop, and I will say that it wasn't discussing funding. It was discussing more about having businesses come to our community, and my point was, during that discussion, there I see from sitting on that board and from being the part of the Economic Development Committee on the City of College Station subcommittee, and there are very specific things that we have that are available for new companies to buy into, and we have a business park, and we have fairly few tracts of land available, because everybody knows, especially right now, the land grab for housing development is just really insane.
There's a railhead in Bryan. They have some things that College Station doesn't have.
An industrial side that really the people in College Station from way before I was on council have said they don't want.
Sure.
So that's the kind of things that have come forward. I think the Research Valley Partnership has brought some folks to the table, and for whatever reasons, they have chosen to go somewhere else. There are reasons why people come here and reasons why they don't come here. I will say there's a lot of attention paid to College Station as far as that they want to be here. They like the university, they like the location, and they try to make it work, and they have to obviously look at budget numbers and things like that. Also, we have an unemployment rate that is very low, and that's a huge concern when you're looking at bringing in large companies.
Well, a lot of that work's done behind the scenes, and that's understandable. It has to be done behind the scenes because you're talking about real estate and such. The other one, Convention and Visitors Bureau, that's by far the largest.
Can I touch on one more thing about the Research Valley Partnership?
Yeah.
I mean, if you even look at the dynamic of our city council or even just your friends and family, there are quite a few of us that live in College Station and have businesses in Bryan. I'm not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have my business in College Station. In fact, I'm the only one on council that has a business in College Station.
Well, before we leave that, there is also the idea of increasing the number of board members for the the RVP, and obviously in some ways that would dilute, if you will, the representation of any individual, College Station.
You know, the way we do work, I never felt that way. If I thought that that was happening, and people who know me know that I would not stand for that. Really, the leadership, the county and the two cities are the ones that are asked to make the decisions related to any kind of additional funding or incentives or things like that. And I've never felt like I was outvoted on that board. They've not really brought anything to the table that I questioned. They constantly ask for to build an incentive fund, but it's very, you know, it's not a hard question to answer because our citizens, the businesses that are already here said, hey, I didn't get an incentive, don't do that. So I've consistently said through the time that I've sat there, please don't put us in that position unless it is absolutely necessary and you need to show me why it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I haven't really approved anything that includes an incentive, at least from us. The RVP has their own incentive fund, and they do a little bit here and there. Of course, Bryan does a lot more of that, but they have to. They need to be more aggressive to get the businesses to come there than we do. And everybody will agree to that, that's what's going on. We don't happen to need to do as much to try to get businesses to come here. And like you said, most of the businesses they're looking at are not businesses that would fit in our city. So.
Sure. Well, all right, let's turn our attention then to the Convention Visitors Bureau. By far more funding than we're talking about with these other organizations. And some controversy, Bryan decided not to fund the full increase that they had made their presentation for from College Station's point. What's your feel?
Oh, well, mine's been pretty loud and clear. The presentation that was done at Budget Workshop was a little interesting, to say the least. They presented a new marketing campaign that was in the newspaper, so it's been out there already. And they wanted to ask for that money and not show us the campaign. Ask for $500,000 extra to pay for this campaign, but we weren't going to get to see it. So the mayor put her foot down and said, no, you know, you need to show it to us. That's a strange thing to do in the first place. It kind of makes you wonder, why would anybody do that? It doesn't make much sense. We saw it. Council, for the most part, was very surprised by it, didn't understand it. As it went out in the newspaper, I've had a lot of response to it, and I encourage other folks, listeners, to continue to respond. We will be voting on that on Monday, but it's no one understands how that's going to work, and it's from media experts that have looked at it, in addition to just your average person who considers themselves a tourist and don't see why it's going to work. So my opinion is to not give them the additional funding. I don't understand, you know, they don't have a plan to put in place that they can show us of how they're going to spend that money. As an elected official, I am elected to oversee the tax dollars wherever they come from and make sure that where we put them, they are spent appropriately. And if you can't even tell me how you're going to spend it, then I'm not going to go that route. And then the CVB, the remote, what was it called? The mobile CVB unit.
Mm-hmm.
I ask a lot of questions about that, and it's very expensive, $80,000. When I asked the director about that, she said We're going to use it at various events around town. And I said, well, you know, and what are you going to do in it? We're going to tell people where they can go eat and things like that. And I said, well, can't you just do that under a tent or a table or on an app? And then she said, we're going to take it out of town as well to trade shows and things like that. And I said, well, you have a booth now. What's going to be the difference? How are we going to put more heads in beds with this expensive vehicle? Well, it's going to create more of a buzz is the exact term she used. Mm-hmm. I don't give funding based on those kind of parameters. So I'm not supportive of any of the additional funding at all at this point.
Did you or anybody else in council ask that there be College Station specific events that were publicized in the advertising campaign?
Asked for that since as long as I can recall, even before I was on council. And the response is because they're a joint organization, they don't do event specific and it's just real general.
Well, and in this case, College Station, the vast majority of the funding, it would seem like if you ask for something, they should respond in a way that you'd be pleased.
Their response is, we get to do whatever we see fit, and you don't get to tell us what to do.
Is it fair to say, and obviously, this is 1 year's funding. They can't get a lot accomplished in 1 year. They're going to need to come back with a like number next year. Are there some metrics that you want to put in place? Are there some measurements that you're going to ask for when they come back next year?
We did have that conversation at budget workshop to where if you get this money, are you going to be able to show what you did with it? And then what was the ROI on that money? And the company they've hired says, yes, we'll be able to do that. And some council members say, okay, let's give them the money and then we'll hold them accountable at the end. But I've been trying for a very long time to get more raw data from them about hotel nights that they actually book and things that I can attach a real return on investment to, because $2 million is what they're looking for from us, and $1.5 million even from years past is quite a bit of money. And every single taxpayer here, whether they are a tourist or just a resident, should want to know how that money's being spent and what are they doing with that. And getting that raw data seems very simple to me, but I've asked for a solid year now once I've found out that the information they've given to us is not that, is not actual hotel nights. They like to say, did you know that we booked 2,000 hotel nights in the city? Well, it's just booked. You have to listen to that, and it's not the actual people that came. In my opinion, and I'm sure most people's, you could book 10,000 rooms and 4 people could show up. I want to see who actually came. How much money did you bring here to this city using the funding that we give you?
Julie Schultz,
it's very simple.
Julie Schultz joining us. We need to move on to other stuff. I know this, it's a lot of money. You have decided as a city council not to have a bond issue. After you had gotten a citizens committee to score items for you, you decided to go with certificates of obligation. As one member of council, you feel comfortable with that? And if so, what was your reasoning behind going with certificates of obligation?
Well, we had a new law that came into effect this year. In fact, it was enacted while the CIP committee was meeting. So it was way after they were almost done with their work when that law came out that said you can't, if you put something before the voters and they vote it down, then you can't touch that specific project for 3 years. Well, we have some projects, as most people know, that are transportation projects that we've got to get done yesterday. And we just decided that we had to get that done, and we went forward with the COs, and that was actually a recommendation by staff. It was a hard decision to make because absolutely we want to hear from folks. But there were public meetings. We're still having, we have a public meeting every council meeting where you can come and you can express your point of view and you can talk to us. And I really haven't gotten I've probably gotten comments from about 2 citizens. I don't know about other council members about not doing a bond election. Yeah. So I feel comfortable with the way the staff is doing it. The staff is definitely not trying to put something over on voters. Mm-hmm. It's very clear the projects that they're going to be working on. I don't think anybody disputes the projects. one bit that they need to be done.
I don't, ever since I've been covering government, I find it very frustrating. From bond passes here, how long does it take before dirt gets turned?
Right.
Will it be faster, in your view, by using the certificates of obligation, or will it make any difference?
I really don't know, but I hope that it'll be faster. A lot of it has to do with other things. Right now, the transportation issues, there's a couple of them that are very directly related to TxDOT, and we work very closely with them, and they have talked to us about some additional funding that they're going to receive. So we want to be ready. We want to have things shovel ready to go when, if they are able to get additional funds, we want to be there with our project in hand going, we're ready to go right now. And one of the issues is the intersection of 2818 and Holloman, huge problem. And with or without TxDOT, we're going to do some changes there to try to help fix that. Obviously, it's going to take something huge to correct it completely, but we're going to do what we can whether or not we have TxDOT's help.
Yeah, all you have to do is be at Texas and Villa Maria right now to know that inconvenience in the state of Texas just doesn't work out. Finally, as one member of council, and I think that really as a body you seem to be signaling that there is probably going to be a tax rate increase in the near future in College Station. You've been fairly agreeable to that situation.
Right. We talked about it actually at this last budget workshop, and I don't know where this came from, but it couple of the council members said, we promise not to raise taxes this year. And I made a comment, well, I don't recall doing that, and I would never have done that. Well, we don't know what's going to happen next year. You don't know what things are going to befall you. So absolutely, I would never say such a thing. But we went along with no tax increase and found some funding in various places to be able to give some raises to our police department, which was much needed. And it really needs to be done across the board. We've been doing some surveys and looking at where we are salary-wise as in regards to our benchmark cities, and we do need to do better with our we did that. I was part of council when we did the cutbacks. We got rid of about 50 positions, and we're having to rebuild that now. The downturn is over, and we are doing pretty well. Sales tax is really doing well, and we need to look at how we are operating and probably get a little, I mean, if you look at us compared to the city of Bryan, even we're underfunded as far as salaries go.
One of the things, and I think you've done a pretty good job as a city to make it clear that utility rates didn't go up so that police can get their raise.
Right.
But it did come out of that fund, and I don't like the idea that you had to do that, and I'm hoping that that doesn't end up being a semi-slush fund where you find that to be a place to plug a hole later in the future.
It was a needed thing this particular time. I don't know that we've ever looked at it since I've been on council before, and it was the place to go. It made sense. We had a lot of conversation with CSU about what we were wanting to do, and it was very clear that it was going to be a one-year thing, as far as I could tell, and I believe that's the case. We will be probably looking at a tax increase, but you know, with additional revenues and the way things are going, I think that plus a very small tax increase could really make a big difference. And when you're looking at the numbers of people that we have in this community, we can do a lot with a very small increase.
Sure. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about today we didn't talk about?
College Station is doing very well and making a lot of progress in all kinds of levels. And I encourage any of your listeners to contact me if they have concerns specifically to what we're gonna vote on the budget and those items that we talked about today. I would very much encourage anyone to email me at jschultz@cstx.gov and let me know their thoughts, because that makes a lot of difference. People don't think it does, but it makes a huge difference. And we react to even one comment. We've made changes based on that before, so we do listen to what's sent our way.
Very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Julie Schultz from the City of College Station.